All right, well, first up, we have what's trending here for our show today.
Yeah, and some again, big, it seems like every day now, there's something new with the police and involving shootings and everything like that, but this one actually was good. Good job by the police there as they, and I don't know if people heard about this, but in Garland, Texas, two gunmen opened, they tried to ambush an event, a Muslim prof, they tried to ambush an event in Garland, Texas, and they opened fire and the police shot two of them dead. One of these suspects was identified, they're both suspects actually were identified today. One of them was Elliot Simpson, and according to a federal law enforcement source, he linked himself to ISIS in a tweet that he posted right before the attack. And also the other suspect is Nadir Sufi, who was Simpson's roommate in a Phoenix apartment. And this happened at a Colwell Events Center in Garland, Texas, which is actually kind of odd. I've actually visited the Colwell Events Center. It's about 20 miles east of Dallas in a suburb.
Still really close to home,
very,
just being in Texas.
Mm-hmm. And so this happened, and there were a bunch of pictures posted online of, like, there's a SWAT team there, like, maybe just for precautionary reasons, and it ended up working out well as the SWAT team took these two guys down before they even got into the convention center. But yeah, just very scary stuff.
What was happening at the convention center?
It was a Muslim art it was a Muhammad art exhibition and cartoon contest was at the event center. So, like you said, this was there's like they said the one guy said he was linked to ISIS. So, I mean, I think you can draw conclusions for what might happen there. As they haven't really said what the motive is. They just said they've been linked to.
I saw that Greg Abbott did come out earlier today saying that, you know, it is freedom of speech and they were in the right to be having this event at the center. And so I think that the event itself, you know, had the support of a lot of people, and it's kind of unfortunate that this did happen.
Yeah, and there's a lot of businesses around the event center, too, and those were all evacuated for precautionary reasons. I know... I work close to this Garland, and there's a Fuzzy's Taco Shop there that I would always go to, which was right outside there, and there's a Walmart there. So I imagine, and there's like a couple strip malls in the area, so I imagine those were part of the businesses that have been evacuated.
Definitely a highly populated area.
It is.
In other news today, the new royal baby was named, and her name is Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. So this is the newest royal addition to the royal family. She was born on Saturday, and, you know, they're kind of talking about how the name does pay tribute to Princess Diana, and also her grandfather, Prince Charles.
Yeah, it's fifth to the throne, I heard.
I think it's fourth.
Fourth to the throne, pardon me. The Prince Harry is fifth to the throne. I wish no ill will on anyone, but just part of me wishes that the wheels offness of Prince Harry somehow makes his way to the throne. Is that rude of me to root for that in life?
I don't know.
Because I mean, you saw what he did in Las Vegas. Just imagine if he was on the throne. What would Prince Harry do if he was on the throne?
Why
are you just laughing? I'm getting no response from you.
I'm not sure what he would do. I think it's very unpredictable. Yeah,
he's a very unpredictable guy. I think it'd be great.
I don't know if the country would agree, but I mean,
there's only one way to find out. Prince Harry to the throne. We're gonna start that.
You'll have to get through Charlotte first.
There's a lot of other people you gotta get through
too.
So that's not. Like I said, I'm not wishing any ill will on anyone because obviously people would have to die for Prince Harry to make his way to the throne if he's fifth in line. So that would have to happen. I don't want that to happen, but maybe in my wildest dreams I can imagine Prince Harry on the throne. But did you see all Snapchat did a live thing and all the pictures and stuff like that outside of the hospital and everything?
I did not see that. I usually look at those, and I didn't this weekend, but that's really cool that I guess Snapchat allowed...
They weren't
others
in
to cover it.
Yeah, it's just cool because they show like everyone's videos, and the scene outside the hospital is insane. People, like they said, they got there like 5 in the morning, like a couple days prior. I mean, there's obviously nothing that happens here like that, but I imagine if something happened like here in the States, there would be psychos that would wait outside for a long time to wait for the royal birth of a child.
People get really emotional. They're very attached to the royal family. So I know I can remember when Charlotte's brother, what is his name again? Prince George.
Prince George
was born a few summers ago. And I just remember I was working in a newsroom back home and everyone was just glued to the TV. And I was like, I don't understand this. We're in a small town in South Texas and we're just enraptured by the royal family right now. And I'm not sure if it's like that in other countries besides the U.S. and the U.K.
I think it's a fascination of something that we don't have, that there's no royal family here. I mean, the Kardashians might think they're the royal family, but they're really not. But it's like something that we don't have, and we're just intrigued by that.
I could see that. Also trending today, kind of nationwide and a little bit at Texas State too, was May the 4th be with you, since today was May the 4th.
Star Wars Day. I have a confession. I've never seen any of the Star Wars movies.
Wow. I've seen most of them. I can't say I've seen all of them.
I can say I've never seen them.
Texas State did do a really good job at kind of, I guess, collecting the attention of students and locals and everyone on social media. They photoshopped Star Wars scenes into scenes from Texas State.
Mm-hmm. They used Old Main. Mm-hmm. I thought it was hilarious.
It was really cool.
I thought
cool.
It was very funny.
And I thought that was a great way to kind of get everyone involved in May the 4th,
It got a lot of retweets, too. I looked at it like an hour ago. It was up to like 500 retweets, which I think for the Texas State account is pretty good. I don't know what they're average retweet is. Not that I guess really matters. It's just quality, but a lot of people agreed.
I'm not sure either, but that's really cool for them, and it's really cool for Star Wars fans and kind of everyone. It's kind of just a fun, not I guess a holiday, but a fun day in general.
Yeah. Do you know what happened also on May 4th related to college history and U.S. history?
We were talking about this earlier, but go ahead.
It's the 45th anniversary of the shooting at Kent State when the National Guard shot 4 students for protesting the war. And that was 45 years ago today.
Definitely a monumentous
piece. It is. I don't know if you've seen the picture of, like, there's a very famous picture of a girl, like, screaming over a body, like, trying to get help and everything like that. Have you seen that picture or not?
I have,
yes.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the picture that was floating around there today. And it, like, happened on a hilltop and everything like that, so... that was today, and I guess you can say in American history.
Definitely. Lots of very important things. We're going to go ahead and take a break. Warren, can you tell us about sports stuff coming up?
Yeah, sports stuff this week. We're still trucking along in the sports department. Exciting stuff going on as the Sun Belt Conference Tournament. Big for the city of San Marcos and even Texas State University. That we're hosting the Sun Belt Conference softball tournament. Texas State's the number 3 seed. They play their first game is Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. They'll play the winner of UT Arlington or Louisiana Monroe, and those games can be heard right here on KTSW. You can go to KTSW Sports for all the latest information on that, but we'll be covering all the tournament, Sun Belt Conference tournament. Very exciting.
And we'll be right back with more weekly update and the mayor and communications director from the city right after this.